Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Right now, KDKRadio.com. Click on KDK Watch. You can see him in the Metropolitan Window video screen, streaming live as we speak. Also, you should subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. And the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, or the traditional way, KDK 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Sean Horn is here. And being that the enrollment period began this past Wednesday, the 15th, we've had a couple of days. Now, what we're going to do this hour is we're going to give you the full hour, throughout the hour. We're not saving it for like the third segment like we normally do our roundtable discussion. We're going to let you phone in right now, get all of your Medicare questions answered, from prescription drug costs to hospital stays, doctor co-pays, anything, physical therapy you need to know. Call us. If you are not, you should be reconsidering calling them, setting up an appointment, never a charge for their services. If you're not signing up this year for the first time, to revisit your benefits. They have been extremely busy. One of the reasons why they have so many positive Google reviews, because they're the best that this region has to offer. So don't put it off. Call them now. We have live advisors standing by until noon, 888-818-6334. But the key number for you to call right now and talk to our expert, Sean, is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. To say business has been brisk might be an understatement.
Yeah, I don't know how we're keeping up, quite honestly, and that is not hyperbole. That is
a fact. A
legitimate fact. We were looking at the numbers yesterday. I think since the beginning of the open of the annual enrollment period, which again you said just opened up on Wednesday, I think we have taken over 10,000 calls. Which
really?
Yeah. Yeah. And we have voicemails just that we have to get back to. I mean, it has been utter insanity, to the fact that, as I told you when I was on my way in, I did not have time to even prepare for a script today. I am counting on our audience to help with getting us through this program today. Ask your questions. That's why I'm here. I got Medicare.gov loaded up on my computer. I'm ready to answer whatever concerns and queries you may have. But it is utter pandemonium, and I don't know what to make of this market, if I'm being transparent with you. I mean, I've never in my life seen anything like this, and I've been doing this for 16 years, Rob. I thought I have seen everything at this point. And what is happening in the market fallout and the impact to the consumer market as a whole has been, it's swift, and it is kind of alarming the way that things are moving. I don't know how people who think that they could do this on their own will be able to make it through, because there's a lot going on.
Well, listen, we've gone through so much. Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, obviously. Some people having their, you know, health care canceled for whatever reason. We talked about that with Lance. Some of the bells and whistles that we all kind of got used to talking about have gone away. But the reason it's been so seamless for so many is because of what they do at MediConnect. They are the single most important source when it comes to this stuff. So I'm going to give all of you a chance to line up on the phones. Whatever is on your mind, you call right now. It's free advice on a toll-free number that's also free. He's the expert, 866-391-1020. I have prepared some things, so I've got a few questions that I'd like to talk to him about. But I really want to put you first, my audience, because you're what really matters. Now, again, you can call them and set up an appointment. If you want to just cut to the chase now, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And there is never a charge for their services. We have those advisors standing by until noon, something we do every Saturday. But if you have a question for Sean Horn, 866-391-1020, and we do have lines available. But we have Jackie and Moon up first for Sean Horn on the Inside Connection, of course, brought to you by the good folks at MediConnect. Go ahead, Jackie. Good morning.
Yes, I have a question regarding the Heritage Valley AHN merger. I currently use a Heritage Valley doctor, but I have UPMC for life coverage. How long will I be able to continue using that with Heritage Valley?
That is a great question, and good morning to you, Jackie. And so as the merger has been announced, it seems like we're a few steps away from the network basically being totally in line with Heritage Valley underneath AHN. I'm not sure if you're aware, and I want to bring this to attention because it is something that we talked about ad nauseum 8 years ago when this was going on. But when the UPMC AHN agreement finally happened at the 11th hour, again, about 8 years ago, it was really a one-way agreement where AHN members could utilize UPMC providers, but it didn't work in reverse, where UPMC could really access AHN. So as a result, with your current coverage, if you want to continue utilizing your doctor, there's a very high likelihood, Jackie, that you're probably going to need to obtain new coverage to continue seeing that provider. And I would say that the way the merger has worked out, you're probably, I would guess that you're okay through the end of this year. But starting in, I would have a plan for January 1st. If that doctor is important to you, where you're going to want to really look at what you might need to do in order to continue seeing that provider.
Anything else, Jackie?
No, I'd have to change to an AHN provider then, correct? More than likely.
Well, I'm not saying that that would be, or you could change, if you want to continue with your insurance, you would likely have to change to a UPMC provider. Or
correct.
If you want to continue using that doctor, you probably need to look at coverage outside of UPMC. So
okay.
Those are your options. And if you need help with that, again, that's what we do at a high level. It's exactly the scenario we're facing where we're getting all of these phone calls right now. There's a massive disruption happening up in New York that we're very involved in. And it's basically the exact same scenario where people want to keep their doctors, but their insurance is no longer in network with these provider groups. And as a result, they need to find new coverage in order to keep accessing their doctors. So it's on a smaller level here because of the merger, but it is still going to be impactful to our audience. So I appreciate you asking.
All right, Jackie, thank you for the call. Anybody else has anything in the way of Medicare that they need answered? 866-391-1020. Out-of-pocket cost. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about that for a moment. Some of your thoughts about what we're dealing with 2025 and beyond, out-of-pocket cost.
Yeah, so the big one, I think that people are becoming increasingly more knowledgeable about it is the fact that the Part B premium, which for most people who are listening is about $185 a month, comes out of your Social Security. That Part B premium is going up 11% next year. Early estimate. So we're going to know officially here soon. This is much later than usual when we get that information, but you can research all of it. It's looking like the Part B premium for the national average is going to be about $206.50 a month, which is a steep increase from where it was for 2025. So that's the first thing that we got to look
at. Yeah, but did you really think some of that was going to last forever? I mean, that was...
Of course not.
No. I mean,
of course not.
It was just amazing.
Yeah, so that's happening. Where I worry for a lot of the listener base who's tuning in right now, there are things happening in the undercurrent of your coverage that I believe need to be front and center for you. And one of which being, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you're listening right now, I would strongly suggest you look at how your inpatient hospital coverage is going to be changing going into January of 2026. Because a lot of our plans in this market, which there are 83 Medicare plans to consider just in our listening audience, so it's a lot of information to get through. But if you're looking at the way your benefits are going to be changing, the inpatient hospital coverage, a lot of companies over the last few years had plans that had per stay copays, meaning no matter how many days you were in the hospital, you had a flat copay of $200, $300. So you could be in a hospital, like my mom has been a couple times this year, 10 plus days, and boom, $200, that's all your out-of-pocket cost was for that entire stay. Well, going into January for 2026, we're seeing a lot of changes there where a lot of plans are going to per day copays. Per day. And that could mean a lot more out-of-pocket responsibility for people who unfortunately are admitted to the hospital. We're also seeing another key aspect. I know Lance, he kind of took over the KDK airwaves all day on Wednesday when I was up in New York, because again, we're just scattered and trying to help as many people as we can. One big aspect that you really have to pay attention to, and this is going to be impactful to everybody listening right now, is the drug coverage. We're going to continue to say that. The rippling effect, excuse me, from the donut hole going away, which was, again, good for the consumer base, but the way that that is being levied and pushed around so that the insurance company takes on less financial responsibility and kind of pushes it on to their membership, we're seeing more Part D deductibles being included. We're seeing co-pays for medications go up. We're also seeing some co-pays come down. I know Lance was here talking about Eliquis going, the cost of Eliquis dropping, Xarelto's dropping, Jardiance. There are some things good that are still happening that could help your budget, but this is why you need a comprehensive breakdown on what's happening in your particular situation.
All right, this is where you get an opportunity to get all of your questions answered on a Saturday morning when you have a little extra time around the breakfast table. Give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can call them directly right now and set up an appointment. If you're signing up for the first time or you want to revisit, which you should, everyone should every year, simply dial 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. We'll be back.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Sean Horn is here, and it's the Inside Connection. The enrollment period is underway, so if you have any questions, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. You were talking about Part D drug coverage earlier. Let's just kind of go from the top. Let's talk about Part A hospital insurance. Go ahead.
So Part A hospital, great question. Part A covers you for inpatient services, and it's really four components of care that you're going to get. It's going to be inpatient hospital, home health care, hospice, skilled nursing facility. So those are the four main components that Part A covers. There's no monthly premium because you paid, there's no monthly premium because you paid for Medicare during your working years with the Medicare tax. So this is, I always call it your happy 65th birthday gift from the government. So you get Part A, there's no monthly premium. But when you go to start using your Part A benefits, if that's all you have is Part A and you get admitted to the hospital, it gets expensive fast. And what I mean by that is you're going to be looking at a situation where first, Part A has a deductible and that deductible applies per 60-day benefit period, which is unlike most deductibles. It's almost per occurrence in this scenario because the way that the 60-day benefit window works is if you're admitted in January, you go back to the hospital in May, you get it readmitted in, August, and then once more in December. If you only had Part A, you would have to pay that deductible each time you were admitted. And that deductible is almost $1,700 per usage. So you get admitted to the hospital, and you're effectively, with the rising cost of healthcare, you're going to hit that deductible very quickly, unfortunately. Now, if somehow you're in the hospital beyond 60 consecutive days, because that deductible, again, will cover you the first 60, you then enter a per-day copay from days 61 through 90. And the way that that works is that you're going to pay about around $430 per day each and every day that you're in the hospital. We're still awaiting the 2026 data, so I'm guesstimating here a little bit on the per-day copay, but it's in that ballpark of about $430 a day from days 61 through 90. If somehow you're in the hospital beyond 90 consecutive days, you will then enter a daily copay of nearly $860 per day. And again, That's from 91 through 150. There's no financial shutoff switch. There's no out-of-pocket limit with Part A. So as a result, these numbers obviously are looming and dooming, and they're big and ugly, and I don't like them either. But what I will tell you, now that I've done my job legally and explaining Medicare Part A, I'll talk to you about the realistic aspect of how Part A works when you use it, and if that's all you have. That deductible is put in place as a cost-saving measure, because once you hit your deductible, you're no longer profitable to the hospital or insurance company. So therefore, they're likely going to discharge you. And that is why the average length of stay in a hospital for Medicare beneficiaries is usually 5 days or less. Because of that deductible, you know, they want to turn beds, because as soon as you're no longer a profit center to the insurance or the hospital, they want to move you on to the next level of care, whether that be a skilled nursing or you go home. Now, as I go through all that information, I know I ran through it pretty quickly, but really, most people don't have Medicare Part A only when they go to use the hospital. They usually will have a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement to back up Medicare to eat up a lot of those costs. So very few people are susceptible to those big, ugly numbers that I just went through. The whole point being, Medicare Part A, with there being no monthly premium, there is very little coverage to obtain when you utilize the services. So it's very loose. It's not comprehensive, unfortunately. Again, these numbers are big and ugly, but in order to have a plan to go behind Medicare, you do need to have A and B involved in your picture. So it's a necessary evil. But again, it's usually not the end-all, be-all when you're admitted to the hospital. One aspect I will caution our audience, and this is an area where unfortunately we cannot be too serviceable, but it really comes down to the skilled nursing facility. Of course, nobody plans to get sick or hurt, you know, and we don't want to lose our entire life's work because of such a scenario. So as a result, what I always want to tell our audience when possible is that Part A cost when you're in the skilled nursing facility from days 21 through 100, because Medicare will cover the first 20 days of skilled nursing. From days 21 through 100, it's over a $200 per day copay when you're in skilled nursing. And then after day 100, there is nothing that Medicare can offer you to provide you coverage. So this is where, if you don't have long-term care insurance, this is where I always recommend people, you're going to want to talk to a life insurance agent, perhaps, and because there are policies you can get where there's skilled nursing added bonuses there. Or you want to talk to a financial planner or a estate planner about protecting your assets if you unfortunately fall victim to skilled nursing, because this is your life's work. You don't want to leave it susceptible to, you know, a provider system or a skilled nursing facility simply because you were hurt. So if you haven't taken those measures of working with an estate planner, we do have a network of estate planners we do work with that we would highly recommend, or get in contact with your own estate planner to really put those gears in motion so that you further protect yourself. Because again, Medicare Part A does not do very much to help you in skilled nursing, unfortunately. So you want to do a better job of protecting yourself on your own.
All right, that takes me to Part B. And when you look at A and B, that's kind of original Medicare.
Yeah.
All right. But let's just talk about ambulance, you know, service, testing, physical therapy, just some of the other things that when you think of Medicare, you think of Part B. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you have a monthly premium with Part B. Most people do who are listening in right now. And that premium is going up, as I alluded to in the first segment. It's gonna, if you do have a monthly premium of $185, it's gonna go up to about $206 starting in January per month. And then the way that, to make it simple, Medicare is Part B is 80-20 once you hit the deductible. So all those things that you just rattled off right there, without having a plan behind Medicare, you're on the hook for 20%. And again, that's no out-of-pocket limit. So the ambulance ride, I mean, those are not cheap, as you're well aware. You know, physical therapy, again, not cheap. Every time you use those benefits or you use that element of your coverage, you're on the hook for 20% if you don't have a plan to back up Medicare, which is the need that we serve. That's where we come in to help you understand, do you need an Advantage plan? Do you need a supplement? How does your drug coverage work? All of these aspects of your planning I know that everybody is tied into their financial planning and they want to make sure they're moving with the market and doing well there. But Medicare is the thing that you touch every single month when you go to the pharmacy. It's the thing you touch every time you go to the doctor. Making sure that that coverage is keeping up with your needs as you use it and as the market changes, that's the need that we are serving here. So if you have those types of questions where you want to make sure you're comprehensively covered in a cost-effective manner to your individual circumstance, that's why we're here. There's no cost ever for our services. 888-818-6334. And I want to make sure that our audience knows we are booking into November now. That is how overwhelmed we are at this point. So please be patient with us. We will love to service you and make sure that you're well represented with your healthcare. But we probably are looking at the November timeframe is when we'll be able to meet with you.
Listen, I've got tons of things I can talk to him about, but I'd much rather would have you, the audience, get your questions in because it's an enrollment period and you have questions and you want to know. So what you need to do is to give them a call either there and set up an appointment, never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334. But I want you to call us right now in real time, get all of your questions answered. Sean will be here till 10 o'clock. So before we move on to our next hour, this is your chance to phone in. So take this opportunity. Give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. We're going to continue in the same vein when we come back. We're going to talk about Part C, which is Medicare Advantage plans, which is always a hot topic. So if you have any follow-up to some of the things we've been talking about thus far, now's the chance to phone in, get a little bit of peace of mind so you can enjoy the rest of the weekend and then get that appointment set up. And as he said, into November right now. So if you put it off another week, it's going to even be probably later than that. So, and remember, December 7th is the deadline. So don't put it off. Either call them and set up an appointment, never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334, or call us with your question. We have lines available. I'll get you on the air right away, 866-391-1020. Then you can follow up because our advisors are standing by until noon today to get your appointment booked. So again, their number, 888-818-6334, or you can reach Sean Horn of MediConnect right now as the enrollment period is underway by dialing 866-391-1020.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I've got more, but my audience always comes first. So if you have a question, 866-391-1020, let's go to Don. Don, you're on KDK. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, sir.
I have a question. I get a ton of mail. A lot of it this year is coming like with an online link of an email. But I haven't gotten my formally book telling me what my cost of my drugs would be. Should I have received that already, or what's the deal?
So, great question, Don, and I will tell you confidently that the only thing that the insurance carriers are obligated to send you with your current plan is your, what's called your annual notice of change. You should have got that by now, but I'll be very clear with you that that document does not break down how your drugs are going to be changing, if at all. It just basically says, here's what your plan premium is going to be. Here's what your copays are going to look like. And that's it. So that's all the insurance carrier is obligated to send you. In order to get the formulary book, you have to request that. Now, full transparency with you. With the way that the things are happening in the market and how overwhelmed and inundated everything is, if you're looking to get a breakdown of what's happening in your prescriptions, again, that is something that we can help you with. And even though we're booking into November now, I would imagine we can get you that information on what your costs are going to look like prior to you receiving that book. So if you would like a breakdown on what's going to happen with your prescriptions, with your current plan and how that looks against the market, that's another thing we could do is kind of compare it out for you. We would be happy to provide that service to you, and you would just need to call the office and schedule that so that we can make sure you have the necessary information for you to make a clear decision on how you want to operate. So, but I'm sorry. I know they used to send out the big packets with everything, the formulary, the plan benefits, all their other plans. They used to send all that information out, and now it feels like, you're right, that everything is moving more in a digital sense. Because it's much cheaper for them to send you an email versus send you actual mail. So it's, unfortunately, a cost-saving measure. But that, I worry about that all the time as well, because I think that's the easiest way for the senior generation to get scammed at the same time. So I worry about that. But that's just my personal opinion. From there, I would say, again, if you would like a breakdown on how that looks, we can definitely provide that service to you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Our pleasure. And again, I'm so sorry that that's the way that the market has kind of shifted. They're sending out as little information as possible, which also is adding to the confusion when you're a consumer. So they give you just enough information to stay legal with Medicare, but they're not giving you an actual breakdown on everything that you need to consider and how your Medicare coverage is going to move. So It is. I said it at the onset. I'm going to continue saying it through the remainder of the annual enrollment period. This is unlike any other annual enrollment period I have ever seen. Lance did a phenomenal job when he was here on Wednesday talking about all the things that are happening. He's in those boardroom discussions to kind of hear. I'm more on the consumer end and hearing everything. Listen, I was in, I was out at Young at Hearts, which is at St. Barbara's Parish out in Harrison City. This week, gave a presentation to probably 150 people that were there. Very lively group, by the way. So if you're in the Harrison City area and you're looking to socialize with more in the senior generation, I will tell you, it was boisterous when I was there. I loved it. I had so much fun with all of them. But all of these questions that we face on a daily basis and how people are being impacted individually, we heard them that day. When I was in New York, I heard them the entire time I was there. This is a chaotic enrollment period for the consumers. And I don't know how, I don't know how people who tend to do this on their own are managing it themselves.
All right. I want to jump in here with Advantage plans because we're getting a lot of calls. We're getting them in the queue. And I want to make sure that I at least get you to talk about that. And then we'll go wall to wall calls for the next segment and a half. Go ahead.
Medicare Advantage plans are a way to back up Medicare. And by the way, Rob, I appreciate you asking about Medicare Part A and Part B, because in that segment we did in the last 5 minutes, mm-hmm. when we talked about that, I know I did it kind of quick, and I do apologize to the audience, but that information I gave pretty much knocked out about 100 pages of that Medicare and You booklet that you get, because they break down Medicare A and B in a detailed way, but also a confusing way. Now, the other aspects that you have to consider with Medicare are your private insurance, and Medicare Advantage is one of those areas where private insurance comes in to fill in what Medicare leaves behind for the consumer. So when you're trying to plan for how to cover a lot of those out-of-pocket costs that Medicare leaves, Medicare Advantage is becoming an increasingly more popular way to get coverage. In our market, about 70% of the consumer base is leaning towards Medicare Advantage plans now. And oftentimes, how I want you to conceptualize a Medicare Advantage plan is it's paying for your coverage as you use it, which means you're typically going to have a lower monthly premium, but higher out of pockets when you use your coverage, in the form of you're going to have copays when you go to the doctor, copays at the specialist, copays for physical therapy, outpatient surgery, inpatient hospital, all of these things. So you're just going to have copays when you use your coverage. It oftentimes will include prescription drug coverage all in the one plan. A lot of the times you're going to see dental, vision, hearing as well, free gym memberships, those types of items. So you're going to see those areas in which you're going to have, you know, all of your coverage on one plan. So it covers A, B, C, and D all in one. The thing that we do have to pay attention to with a Medicare Advantage plan is that a few things, actually. First, you typically have to abide by a regionalized network. Although when you travel, you will have coverage in emergency services. But oftentimes, you have to remain in-network, which, again, big talking point with what's happened recently with AHN and Heritage Valley, right? So you have to stay in network, generally speaking. Although it is becoming a little bit more possible to travel with Medicare Advantage in recent years. But again, you have to conceptualize it as I'm paying for my coverage as I use it. I'm going to have a much lower monthly premium, but I'm just going to have higher out-of-pockets. And it's not the wrong way to go. It's not a broken way to go. Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement are both fine aspects of coverage. They're just different. It's all about what your goals are and how you need to meet your budget while also getting comprehensive care.
All right, let's take care of some of these calls. Let's go to Economy and take a call from George. Hey, George, you're on the air with Sean Horn.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yes, the question I have on this Medicare, Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, can you explain all that to us if you have enough time there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I can make it pretty simple for you, actually. So the lower...
I'll listen, okay?
Fair enough. So Medicare breaks down prescriptions into different tier numbers, and each insurance company has freedom to determine what prescriptions fall on what tier. That's kind of a fallout of the donut hole going away. But as we talk about that, George, to make it very simple for you, the lower the tier number, the lower the potential out-of-pocket cost. So you want as many as possible of your prescriptions being on tier one or tier two. That's typically where the generics live. So again, tier one, tier two is typically generic. Tiers three and four oftentimes are brand name drugs. Although, again, being very transparent with you, we're seeing some insurance companies move some generics to those tier three and tier four, those brand name tiers, to have their membership take on more out-of-pocket costs with their prescriptions. And then tier five are specialty medications. Oftentimes that's like where chemo will live. And there's not very comprehensive prescription coverage with your tier five specialty medications. But again, our goal when we're helping the consumer market, we want as many people as possible to be on plans that have all or most of their drugs on tiers one and two, because it will definitely save you the financial responsibility when you go to the pharmacy. And I will tell you as well, George, I love that question, because what we will see starting in January are more coverage options. We'll be implementing the Part D deductible starting in January. And all that means, for, again, to make it simple, the maximum deductible amount for 2026 is $615. So your plan may charge you the full deductible, which means when you go to the pharmacy in January, February, March, I have a feeling a lot of our audience are going to have sticker shock as far as what their out-of-pockets will be when they go to the pharmacy.
Different ballgame. Hey, we got about 30 seconds before the break, then we'll come back and take some calls to the top of the hour. Something that I've never asked any of you, I'm curious. So say like there's major drug chain Rite Aid closes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your prescription has to go somewhere. Does the place that purchased or gets or now will be dispensing them get a hold of you, or do you have to do that on your own?
So there was supposed to be an ease of usage with that scenario. So a lot of people just got automatically shifted over to Giant Eagle, as you're well aware.
Yep.
Giant Eagle is also underwater right now, much like we are, when it comes to serving the population in which they're trying to uphold. So Giant Eagle was supposed to get in contact to make that process easier. I do know, of course, with how many people were impacted, I think some fell through the cracks, although I do think Giant Eagle did a great job as a whole. But you also have freedom of choice when it comes to your pharmacy as well. Just because you got automatically shifted there does not mean...
You can't shift it somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. We've got Sam and Plum. We've got Marge in Pleasant Hills and Tony on the north side. We're going to get to all of you when we come back. Next hour, the guys from True Value. 11 o'clock, Caitlin Sagan is here, AAA Central Stocking Travel. And then you and I with some more open talk at noon today on KDKA. So do not touch that dial. It's your Pratt Pack. Good morning.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Sam and Plum, you're up next for Sean Horn on the Inside Connection. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm sure all the plans out there, the carriers, have veterans plans. Could you give us an overview of the differences between the plans and the carriers?
I'd be happy to, and thank you, Sam, for that question. First off, if you yourself served, I greatly appreciate your service to our country. But it's a great question because the veteran market is a challenging one. It's a very robust one. There's a lot of options available. But where things kind of get confusing or lost in the sauce, if you will, are in the things that I would strongly recommend the audience listen to if you fall into that category of being a veteran. First, a lot of these veteran plans do provide what are called Part B give back, which means you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, and then oftentimes what you'll get is money back in your Social Security check from the insurance company. So the premium is supposed to be like $206 next year. You might get $100 a month back in your Social Security for being a veteran and having a Medicare Advantage plan. So that's one strong benefit. That's one area that I recommend people look at is where's the Part B give back and how much. From there, most veterans are going to use their doctors with the VA hospitals and pick up their prescriptions at the hospital as well, because there's a cost-saving measure to have your prescriptions filled at the hospital. So we strongly recommend you utilize that. So oftentimes, veteran plans will not have drug coverage included. But what you'll get on top of that oftentimes are things that you can't get through the VA system, which would be dental, vision, hearing, transportation allowances, gym memberships. All of these aspects of coverage would be no cost to you and an added benefit. So it's an add-on to your VA healthcare, but there's no premium for these plans, and then there's no out-of-pockets when you use the coverage for those other areas. Now, you'll just have allowances that you can benefit from in the dental, vision, and hearing arena. Then the last thing you're going to want to look at is if you want to use your services outside the VA, you do have to pay attention to network accessibility. A lot of people don't need to do that, but there are some that we have come across that did. And as a result, we just want to make sure your network is accessible to you. But there's a lot of benefits out there. And I will say confidently why it's such a challenging market is because the veteran mindset oftentimes is, I don't want to take so that my brother can't have or my sister can't have. Where the reality is, these benefits are baked in per user. So you're not taking anything from anyone else. We want you to get as much as possible for, one, being a Medicare beneficiary, and two, and most importantly, being a hero to our country. So please, you know, look into your benefits. The last thing I'll say before moving on to the next caller is that some plans do organize and coordinate with TRICARE better than others. So if you're a TRICARE beneficiary, I would strongly recommend you call in to make sure you're on one of those plans, because otherwise the coordination of benefits can get clunky, which will cause confusion. We don't want that for you. So, again, if you're a veteran, there are a plethora of benefits out there to obtain that don't cost you anything. So please make sure you're taking full advantage.
Okay, so there are differences between Aetna, Highmark, and UPMC veterans coverages then?
Absolutely. Yes, they are very different.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate you and your service.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Let's go to Marge Pleasant Hills, Tier 1, Tier 2 for Sean Horn. Go ahead, Marge.
Yes. I've been seeing, I believe it's under inpatient hospital coverage, tiers this year when I'm searching. I'm seeing Tier 1, Tier 2. And I don't believe I ever saw tiers under that. Can you explain what that coverage is or what the tiers mean?
Here, I'll do you one better, and I'll just cut straight to the heart of it, which is, unfortunately, this is a way that insurance companies are levying more out-of-pocket costs across their membership. So this is a way for them to organize their benefits in a way where if you use your hospitalization in certain other categories, it could cost you more depending upon what services are being provided to you there. So it's really going to come down to length of stay, procedure, reasoning, and then there's going to be new claim codes to go in to determine where you fall on that tier system. So I will say, if you're seeing that with your plan, that is probably not a plan that you want to continue to participate in. Because there are other plans in our market that do not have a tier system, at least for this year. So we want to push that off as far as humanly possible so that's not your reality.
Okay, so it's not just the days, the inpatient days, or the stays, it's other items also while you're in the hospital.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening.
Let's get Tony in the north side here. Tony, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Sorry, he couldn't make it to the phone. This is his wife, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
We just wanted to give people a heads up about somebody was calling repeatedly my husband's cell phone. Every 20 minutes, it was a different voice. And when you answer, there's no answer. You go, hello, there's no answer, and then you hear a bloop noise. It was coming from a 412 number, and they're trying to sell us Medicare. And we're like, no, this is not Medicare. We call Medicare. They do not call people. They give a 1-800 Medicare number. These are people trying to sell Advantage plans.
Mm-hmm.
So I warned them, you know, I'm warning people, do not give them any information. And we reported these numbers to the Attorney General because this is ridiculous. And I told them I'm going to turn these numbers in.
So here's what's also important to know about that, Diana, and this is of critical importance. If these phone numbers who are calling you do not have on record your permission to contact, that is very key in our world. There's no cold calling allowed in Medicare. So without explicit permission to contact, they cannot contact you. And if they're called out on it, like if you contact the Attorney General or District Attorney and they start investigating this, if there is not record of you requesting information or requesting assistance, that is a major, major penalty in our world. So to that effect, because I know this is happening around the clock in a lot of areas, and unfortunately there's not a lot of oversight on it currently, but I would say you're doing the right thing and your advice is very, very true. And unfortunately, what that is, when you hear that bloop noise, I know it very well, that means that you're on a dialer system. So your data has somehow been imported into a database where they got you on a dialer system. And when you say hello, hello, and then finally someone picks up, they're just calling out to as many people as they can, as fast as they can, to try to get you to change your coverage. So thank you for bringing that to everybody's attention.
Listen, real quick, I got about 30 seconds. Do you have anything else to say?
No, we love MediConnect. We have an appointment with them in November.
Well, thank you. We love you, too.
All right. Keep up the great work. Thank you. You, too, keep up the great work.
We're trying, my friend. Look, it's chaos is king right now, but that doesn't mean that you're not important enough to be addressed. So please, if you have questions, concerns, we want to be of service to you. Just please be a little patient with us because we're just a little underwater right now from a volume standpoint. But your needs are important. We would love to help you make sure that this process is simplified for you.
888-818-6334. Stay tuned. News at 10. And then the guys from True Value as our marathon rolls on for a beautiful Saturday in Western Pennsylvania.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.